Members of the Boston Newspaper Guild will once again today vote on a new contract designed to help the paper reduce spending by $10 million a year. The union rejected a similar concession plan last month and then negotiated this deal. All this as the paper's owner, the New York Times Company, is soliciting offers from parties interested in buying the Globe. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff is covering the future of the Globe and joins us this morning. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Is there as much drama in this vote as there was during the first vote at the beginning of last month? Is there much doubt about the deal winning approval this time?
Well, this time it is expected to pass, but it could be close, and there still is a lot of drama. There are active vote yes campaigns and vote no campaigns going on at the Globe. And if you remember last time, the contract failed to pass by only 12 votes. And that time there was a large vocal no campaign, and they argued they could do better if they went back to the table. But instead what happened is the Times imposed this 23% wage cut. But this time, the key difference is this is a tentative deal, which means it has the union's stamp of approval. And also the people in favor of it are actively lobbying their colleagues to vote for it. There is still a vocal no campaign, but I think that because it comes with the union's approval, it's more likely to pass.
Monica, as you say, some members of the Boston Newspaper Guild oppose this plan. They say it's not much different from the one already rejected. How does this contract compare with the one that they turned down early last month?
It is pretty similar. The New York Times still gets the $10 million in savings they say they need. The pay cut is a little smaller for guild members, but when you total up salary cuts, furloughs, unpaid vacation days, it's about a 9% cut as opposed to a 10% cut in the previous contract. And it eliminates the company's contributions to 401k retirement plans. It eliminates the lifetime job guarantees for 170 guild members. It freezes pensions. But what some union members who are going to vote no for this contract really don't like about it is what happens with this 23% pay cut that the guild members have been living with. And the Times says, okay, we'll pay you back. But they're taking that money from what they would have contributed to employees' health care coverage. So some people felt the union caved in this deal and really should have taken the New York Times to the National Labor Relations Board, and they think they would have won that dispute.
What will this contract signal for potential buyers? The New York Times is trying to sell the Globe.
Well, the most important thing it will signal is the elimination of lifetime job guarantees, because this will allow a new owner to make cuts where the current owners can't and haven't been able to. And union members who are voting for it, such as reporter Beth Daly, says it'll also show buyers that the workers are willing to make sacrifices to keep the paper healthy.
Frankly, I'm eager for a yes vote because I feel whatever we're going to become, we'll get there quicker and hopefully with an owner that is fair.
The New York Times has extended its deadline for non-binding bids for the paper. Monica, how long could it take for a new owner to emerge?
I think that depends on how the vote goes today. The people I spoke with thought that the sale process was going too quickly and that might not result in enough potential buyers having time to make an offer. And the New York Times is signaling they don't have to sell the Globe right now. Recently, publishers Arthur and Janet Salzberger wrote to all New York Times and Globe employees and told them that even though they're $1 billion in debt, most of it doesn't come due for another 5 years. So they're confident that they have, quote, the financial strength and flexibility to manage through this difficult time.
Monica, thank you. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff.